Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today we are going to hear from John Adolfi, who is a broker and owner of Adolfi Real Estate. You are going to talk to us about how to pick a realtor that has integrity. So go ahead and talk to us about that, John.
Absolutely. Buying a piece of real estate is going to be the most expensive, and it's going to be sometimes the most frustrating because the emotions run high when it comes to this type of sale. And so it really, really helps to be able to find somebody that you can trust, the big T word. And the question is, how can you quickly find out whether or not the person that you're on the phone with or face-to-face is somebody that you can trust?
So can you tell us some of the warning signs of how to pick a good realtor?
I hear the same complaints over and over and over again that people call and they'll basically say the bad experience that they had from realtors. And you got to understand, I love the realtors out there. I have a great working relationship with them. But sometimes things happen. And so what I did was I wrote up these in a report called The 7 Warning Signs of an Untrustworthy Real Estate Agent. Here's some of the warning signs and some of the things that people say. And the two top complaints that we got, number one complaint, they don't call me back. And I should say number two complaint is, they don't call me back. For a long time, though, that people would say, they show me homes that are out of my price range or not my specifications, which really translates to, they don't listen to me. That's the two complaints, but how do you determine that initial impression if you can trust them or not? Here's what I came up with. Do they show up on time for an appointment, or are they all over the board? Do they respect your time and respect the time, that position that they're taking as a real estate agent? Do they respect it by showing up on time or showing up early? Number two, do they listen to you? Do they follow through on what they say that they'll do? Do they call you back? Here's one that is hard to know, but sometimes people see it in the way the realtor is acting. Do they suspect that the commission is more important to them than you? That's huge.
It is.
It is, because truthfully, and I'll have, God love them, I'll hear them every once in a while tell me, like, buddy, hey, bumping elbows, saying to me on the phone, let's get this closed, John, so that we can get paid. It's not about that. But in order to be able to distance yourself from that, you have to distance yourself from the money, even though it's a commission-based profession. You have to do that. When you do that, then you can look at them as not just a dollar sign, but as somebody whose life is going to be changed through real estate.
It's interesting that you talk like this, because I remember back when my husband and I were looking for a house, a lot of times they thought they knew better than what we wanted. And they would always select areas that I was like, no, this is not what I wanted. I wanted to be more in an isolated area. I don't want to live one on top of the other. And so we had to keep changing realtors because they weren't, like you said, reaching what we wanted, but what they thought we would want. So yeah, I love this idea of this list. Now, is that available for our listeners? And if it is, how can a listener get a hold of this list?
Absolutely. There's two ways that they can receive this list. They can give our office a call at 315-695-6434, and they can just ask for it. We can email it to them or mail it to them. The other way is to just email me, and my email address is John, that's J-O-H-N, at Adolfi, A-D-O-L, F as in Frank, I.com, john@adolfi.com.
We just heard from John Adolfi, who is a realtor. I am Dawn Sessler for Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Morris Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Morris Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@morrishillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Morris Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's Mackays Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.